This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here is Dave Harrigan's ratio of preparation for this show. The bumper music theme, 10%. Taking major comments out of context, using them for clips for his open, the other 80% of the time.
Like a short 10% there.
90?
Yeah, you shorted him 10%. Okay, yes. I get you were just trying to see if I... and the audience was paying attention. Well, at least I was. And that's also, let's be honest, the amphetamine version of major. I mean, everything exactly. that was clipped there sounds very amphetamized.
We'll use that one, too.
Yes, yes, we will. We'll have you saying
no,
yes.
I just come on the show to give Harrigan more things to clip.
Exactly. I mean, do we listen to you? Nah, we just look for sound bites.
No, just... only for clipping purposes.
Exactly. But I was listening to you when you went deep down the rabbit hole the other day explaining gerrymandering. And you went deep on this. You are a fan of history. Some would say a history nerd. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Can you give a shortened version of that right now? This was on the takeout. You should consume the takeout either live. You should sign up for the podcast, as I do, or listen to it right here on WCC Radio 10, Monday through Friday.
Every night. Exactly.
Yeah.
Here's a very shortened version. How do we come up with the term gerrymander? Well, it was from a guy who was governor of Massachusetts named Elbridge Gerry. And he drew a district as governor shaped like a salamander. And a wit in the local press called it a gerrymander. Elbridge Gerry. Salamander, take off the sala, put Jerry and Mander together, there you go. We've lived with it, that concept and that name, since 1812. Okay, that's the short essay of gerrymandering brief history. But what's always missing from that story is the motive. Why did he draw the district lines to favor his preferred political party? Because he was angered by what happened to him and you can look this up in the Google vault, ladies and gentlemen, the XYZ affair, very quickly. President Adams was trying to avert war with France. We had just signed a treaty with Britain. France was suspicious, and he sent three emissaries to France to negotiate. One of them was Elbridge Gerry. Charles-Maurice Talleyrand, the French foreign minister, would not meet with the American emissaries unless they paid him a bribe. This was common in Europe because the French army scared lots of other people in Europe, and they would pay Talleyrand a bribe just to sit down with him. The Americans said, we don't pay bribes to communicate what our government wants and to negotiate with another sovereign country. We don't do it. Well, all of that got exposed in the digestion in America of how that all went down. Elbridge Gerry was blamed by Federalists for having pro-French sympathies. At the time, Elbridge Gerry was a nonpartisan. He wanted not to be involved in factional American politics, either with Jefferson with the Democratic Republicans or with Adams and the Federalists. He didn't want to be involved in that at all. And he prided himself on his nonpartisanship. But the Federalists kicked the crap out of him publicly. And it hardened him. It made him an embittered political figure who was doing what he thought was right for the country, what was right for the Republic, did what he's supposed to do, followed all the right rules, and he still got pummeled in the press. And it made him an angry, angry, embittered partisan. So when he became governor, to burn the Federalists in Massachusetts, he wrote up a district that clearly favored Democratic Republicans in Massachusetts in order to exact his revenge. That's the motive. Mm-hmm. That's how we got the gerrymander in the first place.
Very well done.
For reasons that really defy logic, considering it is also a television show, I went down that rabbit hole.
No, it was very, very well done, and thank you for the summation here. So why don't we start there, because on the Takeout this week, you have interviewed Republicans and Democrats from the Texas mess with the Democrats fleeing to try to stop the president's orders. This is happening because of Donald Trump has told Greg Abbott, let's have another census. Let's try to get at least five more seats. Let's build more either cushion, because a lot of times in those off-year presidential elections, there's a slippage from the party in charge. Or let's even just run the table. Let's get a majority of 20-30. And when Greg Abbott called this special session, the Democrats fleed, some to Chicago, some to New York. And this has been a big story, including John Cornyn, the senior senator, who, oh, by the way, let me add this, is also up for election next year and is trying to remind people, I'm as mag as anybody, working with the FBI to try to locate where the Democrats are, which begs a couple questions, including what federal law did they break? I mean, are we really using the FBI?
There is no federal law implicated. That's simple.
Zero. Yeah. There's not one.
No.
So
unless the president says, I think there is one, so go see if I'm right.
Which is very likely, as you know. And I guess I would say this. I just assume Greg Abbott, the governor, who has political aspirations himself, will just call special election after special election after special election. And eventually they're going to have to come home and do their job.
Right. Special session is what he will call.
Session, yes, election, exactly. I was still reviewing the gerrymandering, and the English language left me briefly, but you're right, a special. We have so many of them here, how I got that wrong. We don't even have regular sessions anymore. We just go right to the special session here in Minnesota.
Right, right. Yeah. So there's lots of things going on. You summarized it beautifully, as always. But the one thing about John Cornyn and the reason he's going full MAGA on all this in ways that he historically hasn't, is because he has a primary challenger who is ultima MAGA, Ken Paxton, the attorney general. And they are competing with each other for that primary vote in Texas, which is more aligned with MAGA than anything else. So they're trying to outcompete each other in their hostility to state Democrats. Mm-hmm. Texas Constitution sets a high bar for a quorum, two-thirds. Most states don't. And the federal Constitution doesn't set that for Congress. But so Texas's constitution, in its seventh version, ratified in 1867, sets this two-thirds bar, which means it created this possibility in the first place. And the first time there was a non-quorum crisis in the Texas legislature was 1870. They've been through it in the mid to late 70s, and then many times in the 2000s. It's not new in Texas in that sense, because it has this odd requirement. Two-thirds of the legislature needs to be present for even any business to go on. So it's not difficult for a party that's in the minority in Texas to frustrate the business dealings of the legislature. Texas Democrats know that, and they have fled. They fled in the past, 2021. They did that over a voting rights bill. So this is not uncommon in Texas, but what's making it more hostile is the hostility injected in our politics by Trump and the MAGA movement, and by what they perceived as politics against them during the Biden administration. And so what used to be and what historically would have been a Texas-only story is now a Florida story. It's an Ohio story.
Yep.
It's an Illinois story. It's a California story.
Yep.
New York, possibly New Jersey. And the overarching point here, ladies and gentlemen, is this. If we get to a stage where states are so alienated from one another, so disregarding of the political decisions in other states, that they will act in reflexive opposition to what another state does within its boundaries, we will very rapidly lose this concept of union, and we will lose mm-hmm. the concept of United States of America.
Correct. That's it.
That's the larger danger here, folks.
Yeah.
This is not just another partisan scrape like every other partisan scrape. It has echoes and will have echoes if left unrestrained. And we have right now a hell for leather mentality in our politics that all ends justify the means. There's a danger we're playing with there.
Let's put Mr. Garrett on hold, and we're going to come back and probably talk exclusively in the next segment on Bibi Netanyahu in this dramatic change regarding Gaza City. And what does one man think of this change? Donald John Trump, the president of the United States. Back with Major Moments, talking right now about Stretch Lab. And every single one of us every day should move our body. That is a given. In fact, I'm going to get my booty out of this chair I'm sitting in and stand up, because I shouldn't be sitting as much as I do in this studio. We have the flexibility. Why is Stretch Lab a part of you moving and staying physically active? Because they have double-figure locations in the metro area. They have trained professionals. You don't just walk in and say, I want a job at Stretch Lab, and right away you're hired. You go through rigorous training, and they'll work with everybody. If I walk in, Major walks in, Dave walks in, we walk in, the three of us, we all have different parts of our body that are working well and other parts that are tighter. They will give us very different, either a 25-minute session or a 50-minute session. Maybe you're a golfer, want to hit a little bit further. Maybe you're a runner, you want to run a little faster. Maybe you sit on your couch too much and you just want to feel better. Again, really good people. I bring my son with significant health issues there. I go there. I see people who are 10. I see people who are 85. Great people. Check it out. Either session. StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The international conversation regarding Israel and Hamas the last few weeks at a higher level, at a more thorough level, because it always had been going for a while. To suggest it just popped up is ill-informed. But the continued starvation of individuals living in Gaza. We're not talking Hamas. We're talking everyday citizens, in particular children, and what would be happening. And what role would the Trump administration play? And how could there be some sort of, whether it's a ceasefire or when Steve Witkoff and Mike Huckabee went into Gaza last week, seemingly for a photo op, how could this slow down in some way so more food would go to the innocents living in Gaza? Again, not to Hamas. Bibi Netanyahu just put that off to the side when he and his security cabinet have now approved their intent to take over all of Gaza City. All of Gaza City. And to run it for a period of time. There are so many leaders throughout the globe who have condemned this. The Prime Minister of England, the Chancellor of Germany, Saudi Arabia, and others. Donald Trump has been a fan of Bibi Netanyahu for decades. He has empowered him during his two terms. What does the President of the United States think of this decision?
We don't know yet. He said earlier this week that whatever goes on there is pretty much going to be up to the Israelis. That's not a complete blank check, but it's pretty close. President Trump has acknowledged what his ambassador in Israel, Mike Huckabee, refuses to recognize, yes, which is that starvation is going on. And
pretty insulting by Mike Huckabee, to be honest.
And also, in the context of this region, the Palestinians, whatever they think of what they may or may not be able to negotiate with President Trump, they know that in no way, shape, or form is Mike Huckabee a broker of any legitimacy, because he doesn't refer to Gaza or the West Bank,
yeah,
ever.
Right, correct.
He refers to them as Samaria and Judea. Okay, the biblical terminology of the map long lost to time in that region, which is a direct insult to anyone attached to or living in what Palestinians hope will someday become a Palestinian state. But our jurisdictional places recognized, the West Bank and Gaza Strip, are recognized. And Huckabee doesn't. So, and when Huckabee and Steve Witkoff went on this highly sanitized, very controlled, pure photo op trip last Friday, they were there to see only what they were being told by the Israeli-backed humanitarian foundation operating there, four sites, not nearly enough Palestinians, meaning civilians, not Hamas. Hamas doesn't need to go get to food because, according to the Israelis, they steal it all. They don't, but they probably steal some. Mm-hmm. But they don't need the food. The civilians do, and they have been shot and killed in rushes to get food because they're not nearly enough distribution points. This is an embedded problem of the Israelis' creation. Now, look, I get when Netanyahu says, we were in Gaza once before, we withdrew. Before the October 7th attacks, there was a common understanding between the Israeli government and Hamas to sort of leave things as it was. The October 7th attack violated all that and fundamentally altered the mentality in Israel. And it wants vengeance. And it has extracted enormous vengeance in Gaza, enormous vengeance, with many, many civilian casualties. But the Israeli military is ambivalent about trying to do this occupation. Israeli citizens are ambivalent about it. The only ones who aren't are the hard right members of the coalition that Netanyahu shakily stands upon.
And needs,
if they vote
and
against
he needs
Netanyahu,
them. Yeah.
His government collapses.
Yep, he's gone.
And it is their desire, it is their imperative to occupy Gaza that is driving this policy, not the other way around. It's not the Israeli citizens. It's not the Israeli military. It's not the Mossad. It's not all the others who spent years and years and years in Gaza trying to get rid of Hamas unsuccessfully who are driving this. It is two or three members of the Israeli coalition government that are requiring this because absent their support for Netanyahu, his government collapses. His political destiny is therefore in limbo. And he might face prosecution for longstanding corruption charges.
I got to jump in on that one. Yep.
All of this calculus has been running through the military decisions in Gaza since the beginning of this war, and a growing number of Israelis are beginning to conclude that this is not about the strategic interest of Israel as much as it is about the political preservation of the Israeli prime minister.
Yep. 100% correct. I agree. Have an excellent weekend. We'll talk next week.
Love it. See you.
Major The Takeout. It's a must. I'm consuming it on a daily basis. It is great, and it's worth your time. 10 o'clock every day on this station, or get the podcast sent right to you. CBS, Ari, some traffic, some weather, and Shaletta and Matt Collar next hour on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.